State capitals range in size from huge cities like Atlanta, Georgia, all the way down to Montpelier, Vermont's mere 8,000 residents. But when this state capital was established, there was no one here at all. Its story is this edition of The American Countryside. This city was once the capital of Illinois.
When we became a state in 1818, we were named the capital city. However, there was nothing here.
Mary Truett says the territorial capital was in Kaskaskia on the Mississippi River. However, a change was needed.
The federal government said the capital had to be about halfway across the state, and it would be for 20 years.
There were few people here, except a colony of Germans who helped build the town.
The Ernst colony came from Hanover, Germany, with Mr. Ernst, who had been an agriculturalist professor in Hanover at the university.
Ernst returned to Europe and brought 100 colonists with him. He left others in Vandalia to build homes for the larger group that was to arrive in 1820.
When the Ernst colony arrived, almost exactly a year later, there was a home for every family. The night they arrived, every member of the caravan slept under roof.
The Ernst colony had more important buildings to construct.
As quickly as possible, the folks working for the Ernst colony here in Vandalia build a capitol building for us so the state papers and things could be moved up here and we could actually become the capitol.
The buildings went up quickly, but they forgot one important item.
They didn't leave any land that the government had provided for a cemetery, so they had to go back to the Congress. Therefore, our cemetery is the only one approved by Congress that is a non-military cemetery.
Traveling the countryside in Vandalia, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.